at the guy. His eyes narrow, but he takes a step back and holds up his palms.
Fine, going.
He takes off down the street, disappearing around the corner, and I'm left standing across from the woman. She's probably no more than 5'3", 120 pounds, soaking wet. No way she could have defended herself against someone his size. More importantly, she shouldn't have to defend herself from that prick. Were you really going to go home with that guy? She shakes her head.
No. He didn't want to take me home, just wanted me to show him my boobs and have me give him a handjob in the backseat of his car. He may or may not have mentioned something about finishing himself off on my breasts, too.
I wait to see if she's joking, but sadly I can tell what she's saying is the truth. Then she looks at me with the prettiest shade of blue eyes I've ever seen, and my heart almost stops.
For the record, guys are gross.
I chuckle at her surprising honesty. Not denying that. Men can be real creeps. I've seen the evening news. Sadly, there's just no arguing against her logic. Some of us are still good guys, but I don't say this to her. I just let her believe what she wants. I'm Alexei, I say, offering her my hand. For a second, she just looks at my hand, and I don't think she's going to take it. But then, finally, after deciding that she can trust me, at least for something as simple as a handshake, she places her small palm against mine and shakes my hand. She's freezing.
I'm Riley. Thanks for, saving me.
I haven't done anything yet. I wanted to punch that guy in the fucking jaw when I heard him propositioning her. Instead, I let him walk away unscathed. Lucky prick. Do you work here? I ask, lifting my eyes to the neon sign blazing above our heads in the darkness. I scrub a hand over my face as I picture the petite woman standing before me, scantily clad and serving drinks to a group of horny men with grabby hands and fat wallets. She nods.
You a stripper, then?
I ask. Riley makes an annoyed sound in her throat.
It's a topless bar. I'm not a stripper.
I knew as much, but part of me didn't want to admit I'd been a customer at the place. It's not exactly a classy establishment.
But you serve drinks in your underwear.
As I said, men are gross. Sadly, they also pay my bills.
I chuckle, again surprised by her.
Again, not denying it. And not that you asked for it, but in my point of view, men are visual creatures. And women are beautiful. We enjoy getting to see them any chance we can get.
Riley merely rolls her eyes, clearly not buying my bullshit.
Listen, as nice as it is to freeze my lady balls off and stand out here talking to you, I need to find a way to get home. My car's in the shop, and my friend bailed on giving me a ride.
Something also tells me that she needs that $300 the guy was offering her, too. I take a deep breath, weighing my options. It's either go home to my $6 million penthouse alone and lie awake wondering if she's okay, or drive her home myself and convince her to just take the money. It's not like I need it. It's then that I realize going home alone would be pointless. As tired as I was walking out of my dinner meeting with Slate, now I'm way too keyed up for sleep.
Is that what you needed the money for? Your car?
Her inquisitive blue gaze meets mine, and for a second I think she's going to deny that she needs the money. Figure she's going to try and save face by telling me I read the situation wrong, and she was never actually entertaining that scumbag's offer. Instead, she surprises me for the third time in 5 minutes.
No. Well, yes, but not tonight. My immediate concern is getting home and taking care of my roommate's baby.
Baby?
I ask, lifting one eyebrow. She nods, tucking a long strand of chocolate brown hair behind her ear.
My ex-roommate, actually. She, dropped off her baby a few days ago and left. I have no idea when she's coming back. I need to pick up